One of the fallouts of the coronavirus pandemic is the fact that we can no longer go out and gather in big groups. And for summer, and really year round, that means an end to concerts or attending shows. Well, this is, of course, having a devastating impact on the venues and the thousands of people that they employ right here in Colorado. Well, today is a day of action in Colorado to raise awareness about the impact on particularly smaller independent venues of the pandemic. Christian He and Cheryl Liguori are with Z2 Entertainment. They book venues like the Boulder Theatre and the Fox Theatre and Chautauqua Auditorium in Boulder, the Aggie Theatre in Fort Collins, and in summer, Breckenridge Riverwalk and Steamboat Springs. I spoke with them both about the Save Our Stages campaign.
They've all came to a screeching halt on March 13th. And none of the venues have been able to open for music events since.
Is there any kind of sense as to when things might reopen, given there's so much uncertainty when it comes to the pandemic? It seems that it's almost on a day to day. We're getting new information that must make it very challenging if you're trying to book events or venues or concerts months out, which would be the normal course of things for your industry.
So to give you a sense, the Fox Theater, which is a 700 capacity room under the current guidelines, could open as a 37 capacity room. Same with Fort Collins, the Boulder Theater could open as a 100 person capacity room. We don't want to open until everybody feels safe and are ready to come back. But as far as getting back to business, even close to normal, the entire industry has to come back on the road because bands have to tour. So each market really only has a handful, you know, not a handful, but we've got local artists that we can draw from when the time comes. But really, you have to have the industry as a whole start up the touring engine. And that potentially, we're looking at hopefully later first quarter, early second quarter of 2021, with maybe a few exceptions for some other smaller capacity events. So it's going to take a while, and even if we're able to open up at full capacity at that point, that will also affect how agents and managers put their band on the road, because everybody wants to be safe. You're going in the touring world, you're going from market to market to venue, and then going home to your family, and you're all in close quarters as you're touring. So all of that has an impact on when the touring engine will get back up and running, and that will affect all of the venues across the country.
Well, Christian, that's further kind of expanded what Cheryl said there. And, you know, I like how you said it's a touring engine, and that indicates many, many parts. It's not just the musicians themselves. There's the agents, the people who book them. There are, of course, all the personnel at the venues too, and all these other tangential folks who were involved to create this entire industry. Christian, you know, say for the Fox here in Boulder, the Boulder Theatre as well, you know, give people a sense of the various different jobs and people who are really impacted by the closure of these venues as a result of the pandemic.
Yeah, so we have everyone from, you know, our marketing team, our managerial team, to our bartenders, our security, our production staff. A lot of people, I think, are really excited that artists have the opportunity to live stream and to make money that way. But all of our venue, like our day-to-day venue staff, don't have that opportunity. And they are stuck without an income and, you know, not knowing when they're able to come back. And I think a lot of people, while upset about the music industry coming to a halt and not having live shows, they don't realize exactly how big of an impact that makes on a lot of other people's lives as well.
Cheryl, give people a sense as well of maybe some of the seasonal nature of this, because you're dealing with venues in Breckenridge and Steamboat and Chautauqua as well. Those aren't typically year-round venues. And so if you miss that vital summer season, that's almost the whole year in terms of, you know, the concert revenue for those venues.
No, that's true. And most of the season that didn't happen this year, we're poised to roll out that season for next year. But there are still so many unknowns. Those artists that play the seasonal venues be willing to go on the road. And then when you talk about, you know, opportunities that exist to have outdoor concerts, they definitely are in a little better of a position, because people have a lot of fear, and rightfully so, surrounded with coming indoors for their music for quite some time.
In terms of the venues themselves, you know, you all deal with a variety of different types of venues, but they're independent ones. It's quite different from some of the large auditoriums that maybe are part of a chain that could potentially weather this economic storm in a different way. Give us a sense of what the impact is specifically on those independent venues that maybe have a smaller margin when it comes to profit and how they're being impacted.
Well, you know, the margins for the music industry are pretty slim to begin with. And different from maybe a couple decades ago, these days, artists make the lion's share of their revenue from touring. And so the costs are high and the margins are slim. So for independent venues, just to give you a little bit of an idea, as we sell tickets, we hold that money aside, because that money doesn't belong to us until the show plays off, because there's always the chance that the show will cancel. Well, when you've got a lot of independent venues that have to use that kind of the ticket revenue is ongoing cash flow. And then all of a sudden the industry stops and they have to refund all of those tickets. Some venues can't weather that storm. For us, we've been in business long enough and I'm pretty conservative fiscally. So currently with the PPP loan and the cash that existed, we're weathering the storm for now. If we don't come back till next April or May, that's going to be a real challenge. We're operating with a skeletal crew. We are all on a greatly reduced salary. So we're doing, our landlords are being generous. We still have to pay some rent, but you know, we have overhead expenses that just don't go away. And so carefully planning every spend that we make is going to be something that will last for at least 2 to 3 years. And we're currently working on other funding sources to get us through to next year, because you still have to have funds available to restart your business.
Well, Christian, what is happening on Wednesday and what are you calling for?
So Wednesday is our Colorado Day of Action for NEVA Colorado members. NEVA is the National Independent Venue Association. So out of all of the 2,000 members of NEVA, we have many Colorado venues here that make up about 2,800 employees and staff members. And we are just trying to get the word out for all Coloradans to call upon their representatives to pass the Save Our Stages Act and the Restart Act, which are two bills that would allow independent venues gain access to federal funding. And as Cheryl mentioned, this is a touring machine that needs cogs to function correctly across all cities in order for artists to start touring again. So every state has their own precinct and they're each doing their own day of action. And we, you know, if Coloradans have friends in other states, we really implore them to also call upon their representatives to pass these bills as well.
That's Christian He. We also heard from Cheryl Liguori, and they're both with Z2 Entertainment. They book venues like the Boulder Theatre, the Fox Theatre here in Boulder, and the Aggie Theatre in Fort Collins. Now, to find out more about the two pieces of legislation we discussed there and this whole Save Our Stages movement, you can go to the website saveourstages.com. That's saveourstages.com.